I can't meditate. This is the most common refrain I hear from would-be meditators. For some, I can't meditate means I want to meditate, but seriously, have you seen my schedule? For others, I can't meditate is far more literal. I tried to meditate, but I couldn't stop my mind from thinking. Both types of people are usually very sincere in their desire to practice meditation. Both types of people believe meditation is not a viable option for them, and both types of people are wrong. The disconnect comes from a cultural misunderstanding of the term meditation. I think there's one dude out there telling people that in order to meditate, you have to clear your mind. I wish I could find this guy and teach him how to meditate. While it is possible to access different states of consciousness, and humans are the only species that can do this at will, the point of meditation is not to clear the mind. I would argue that the point of meditation is to get good at life. So if you've ever tried meditation and felt frustrated because you couldn't stop all those crazy thoughts, here's some really good news. The mind thinks involuntarily, just like the heart beats involuntarily. One more time for dramatic effect. The mind thinks involuntarily, just like the heart beats involuntarily. Just for kicks, take 2 seconds and try to give your heart a command to stop beating. If you're still listening, I'll assume you weren't successful. It's easy for us to see that trying to stop the heart from beating is fruitless, yet we continue to try to stop the mind from thinking. Then we feel like a meditation failure and we quit. Who wants to keep doing something that makes you feel as if you're constantly failing? People who find one type of meditation unfulfilling, too time-consuming, or too difficult often reject anything that goes by the same name. The beauty of the Z technique, however, is that it's almost completely fail-proof. And it's a tool that will help you raise your performance in all areas of your life. This style of meditation is so simple that you actually have to try to screw it up. Combine that ease with the fact that meditation has been scientifically proven to improve nearly every area of your life without taking away your competitive edge, and I feel confident that you're going to become a meditator, or an XX-meditator if we want to be really confusing, too. Once you have a technique that is designed for you and a bit of training on how to properly gauge your success, meditation can become an enjoyable part of your daily routine. But here's the rub. The word meditation has become like the word food. Blueberries, hot dogs, sushi, potato chips, they're all food, but they all do wildly different things to your body. Similarly, there are hundreds of different styles of meditation, but Westerners tend to pile all the techniques under one umbrella term, even though these varying techniques do vastly different things to your brain and body. Saying you don't like meditation is like saying you don't like food. Imagine going to a restaurant, looking at your server, and just ordering food. What's the server supposed to do with that? Meditation can be broken into a number of different styles: mindfulness, Zen, self-induced transcendence, Vipassana, Kundalini, just to name a few. Some schools of thought identify as few as 5 different forms. Others break it down into more than 20. For the purposes of this book, we will classify meditation into 3 main categories, or what I like to call the 3 M's: mindfulness, meditation, and manifesting. Just as eating a hamburger does different things to your body than drinking a chia seed smoothie, different styles of meditation light up different parts of the brain and require different degrees of effort and time. They can also have varying degrees of effectiveness on your performance off the proverbial cushion. So, which style of meditation should I practice? This is a very personal question, and one you'll ultimately have to answer for yourself. I want to do everything in my power to give you the information you need to make an educated decision based on data and your own personal experience. In this book, I will be referring to 2 different techniques quite a lot. One, the Ziva technique, which is what I teach in person and in our virtual course, Ziva Online. And 2, the Z technique, which, to reiterate, is an adaptation of the Ziva technique. The Z technique combines the same beautiful trifecta of mindfulness, meditation, and manifesting, but in a gentler and more universal approach. Since I'm not able to deliver personal mantras or offer individualized training and guidance the way I can when working with students face-to-face,